A company extracting rock from a quarry in northeast Coquitlam wants to expand its mining operations. Heidelberg Materials recently submitted its bid to the BC government to widen its site next to the Pitt River, north of Minnetonka Regional Park. According to its permit application, which is in the review stage and can be seen in full at the Poirier branch of the Coquitlam Public Library, 575 Poirier Street, Lehigh Hansen of the Heidelberg Cement Group states the 23.5 hectares. Gillies Quarry will soon be exhausted. It wants to release another 13.6 million tons of rock from a forested 11.5 hectares site to the southwest of the current pit, an increase of nearly 50% to its boundary area. Lehigh states the original mining grant issued 40 years ago had set out a permitted mining boundary that's still not completely disturbed and recovered. As well, the company wants to boost its permitted annual tonnage of rock from 1 million to 1.5 million. And Lehigh is seeking to add more settling ponds to its site to wash the excavated rock before it's taken away by barge or truck via quarry road. About 10% of its haul is by vehicle, the company states in its submission. On Monday, March 25, Burke Mountain resident Renato Spano will appear at Coquitlam City Hall to voice concern to council and committee about the expansion proposal and environmental impacts. Requests for comment from Heidelberg Materials and mine manager Robert Sims were not immediately returned. In operation since 1982 on private and crown land, Gillies Quarry includes blasting, crushing, screening and stockpiling granodiorite hard rock to make drain rock, riprap and road base aggregates. Lehigh Hansen's notice of work submission to BC's Ministry of Energy, Mines and Low Carbon Innovation states that the existing pit will be exhausted in 2024 and, as of January 2021, there was 2.89 million tons left. Its report also states that Lehigh Hansen has worked with Kikum, Queek Wetlam, First Nation on the quarry development and contracted KFN-recommended archaeological consultants. However, to date, no cultural heritage sites have been identified.